The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, you will be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, Saint Joseph, Saint John Fisher, Saint Thomas More, our patron saints and guardian angels, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate two great English martyrs, St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More, who ultimately showed their fidelity to Christ by giving their lives as martyrs. And it's interesting that we just began recently the Fortnight for Freedom, the bishops of the United States asking us to pray in a special way and to show a public manifestation of our faith in the religious freedom that we have guaranteed by God, first and foremost, and further confirmed in the Constitution that we all have this right to worship and to right to have religion in the public sector, that we are faced with in the liturgy saints who have manifested their faith in God in opposition to authority that was trying to undermine the teaching of the church and actually undermine the social fabric of their day. In the case of Saints John Fisher and Saint Thomas More, Henry VIII, of course, wanting to make him the head of the church in England, but really secondary, but also just as important, was that he was trying to redefine marriage in his own day, what was to be indissoluble, what was to be till death do us part, a sacrament instituted by Christ, that Henry VIII was trying to redefine it and say that whenever he felt he was ready for a new wife, it was good for him to change. And St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More both in reality were also defending marriage as well as defending the authority of the Pope in England. And we see that, in the case of England with Henry VIII, this tampering with the definition and the very nature of marriage caused a great harm to society. It caused, of course, a lot of suffering to the faithful. And it was not good for England. It was not good for the whole world what Henry VIII did. And these two martyrs stood up for the truth of God and gave their very lives for that fidelity to Christ and the truth. They are signs of hope to us because they paid the ultimate price for their witness, and yet they are the victors. They are the ones who are being celebrated today as faithful followers of Christ. And we should take hope and courage in that because we know that ultimately that is most important, is our fidelity to Christ is what is best for the world even, because it is being faithful to Christ and his teaching and being faithful to the truth and upholding it that is going to be good for society and the whole world in general, because that is upholding reality and its ultimate reality. That is, of course, the divinely revealed truths, but also natural truth, the truth that is by its very nature built into what God has created. And we know that God has created the institution of marriage because he created our first parents in the married state. It's quite clear from the language of Genesis that God created Adam and Eve already espoused from the very beginning to one another as one man and one woman. And just as St. Thomas More and St. John Fisher gave witness to the truth, we know that today we have another attack against the very nature of marriage and against the church because of this whole promotion of same-sex unions. And today we must remain just as faithful and hold out to the end for the truth of these things. For to tamper again with these very things is to undermine the very foundations of our society, and is not good for society. To say same-sex marriage is an oxymoron. It's like trying to make a square circle. And if you were trying to do that in the geometry department, they would kick you out for trying to undermine the very fabric of geometry. And the same goes with society. The two do not go together, and it cannot go together, no more than you can make a square circle or fit a round peg into a square hole. Let us pray for Catholics, especially, and God-fearing men in our world today, that we will stand fast to the truth, and in doing so, we are upholding the rights of God, as St. Pius the 11th spoke about, the kingship of Christ, and also that we are upholding the religious duty that we have, and also that we are giving witness to sanity in our world today and to what is best for our country and for our families, is to uphold these teachings of the church and these truths of natural law. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.